Yeah, definitely. You know, just can't turn the ball over. Just made a bad decision. Guy played flat and want that one back. But I think there's some things to take away, some positives. Just can't turn the ball over.
Overall, how do you think you did in your first start?
Felt good. I mean, like you said, that one play. You know, unfortunately, though, you can't have those one bad plays. You got to be pretty consistent. So did some good things, did some not so good things.
What do you expect now?
Just look at the tape, try to get better from it. I think we will. You know, like I said, I think we did some good things, but we did some bad things. And you just got to be more consistent. That's the name of the game.
Do you think you and Mark separated yourselves at all tonight?
You know, I don't know. I got to look. There's so many things I got to work on, got to get better on, and I think we're all improving, and we're doing a good job of that in the room.
Did Coach say if he's closer to Nathan as starter?
He did not, know.
What's the one thing you want to work on this week going into the Rams?
Yeah, I think protecting the ball, right, obviously. It's the first thing that comes to mind. But I'll just look at the tape and, you know, pick up a few things that I want to work on this week coming up.
Trevor, as week one gets closer, do you find yourself wanting that starting job even more?
Yeah, I'm not looking too far ahead. I don't think I have this whole time. So, you know, we got a big one against the Rams coming up in the third preseason game. So looking forward to that.
That first of the turnover.
You know, not too much. I think there's a lot to think about. So you got to be able to bounce back. And you know, I'm not the first guy that's thrown an interception and had to go out there the next drive. So you just got to be able to bounce back and have a short-term memory.
That first drive, did it go about as well as you could have hoped?
Yeah, I thought it went well. I thought we found a rhythm and guys made plays and you know, the offensive line did a heck of a job. And I think they did a pretty good job all night, all three groups.
What a long conversation with Gary. We'll be back on the sideline.
Yeah, just things, you know, he's told me a few things, and then I just told him, you know, I can't put the team in a position like that. So just some things to work on and things, some positives to take away.
Virgil Green is open a lot tonight. He seems to be coming more of a pass catcher than maybe his role was the last 2 years.
Sure. Yeah, Virgil did a great job. You know, he's done a good job all camp, and then we've had some guys get a little nicked, and he's been a workhorse for us, so he's doing a good job, and you know, he's definitely one of the guys in the locker room that the guys follow and look up to. So
you like throwing a guy named Jordan too? Norwood, you hit a couple times. Taylor, you hit a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, we got no shortage of guys that can make plays. So you know, we just got to get the ball to those guys and let them do their thing.
Trevor, when do you feel you need to know who's the starter?
You know, I'm not really looking too far ahead right now. You know, I'm just trying to improve each and every day, and I got plenty to work on. So that's kind of been my approach all along, and that's what I'm going to keep doing.
Your positives, especially on that first drive, what do you think you were able to do well, hit a couple big passes in that first drive?
Yeah, I think, you know, they have some unique blitzes, so I think we did a good job of getting the ball out on time, and guys did a good job separating, and found a little rhythm there, which was good.
The third preseason game is usually the big one for the starters. Do you feel like a guy needs to have a week to work with the starters, play more than a half, just to kind of see how it goes?
Yeah, I think you want to get in the flow of the game, no doubt. But again, I think we're kind of used to, you know, mixing in and out, and just which kind of helps you stick to your keys and just execute and not overthink things. So you know, whatever reps we get, we'll make the most of them and go from there.
Thanks, Trevor.
Yep. Thanks, Trevor.